So we're going to do a little experiment today. We're going to try something related to the gospel of today. We're going to test your hearing. All right, so here we go. So first of all, I think it's good that we just kind of quiet ourselves for a moment, that we get quiet. I'm going to ask us to see if we can hear something. All right, so let's get quiet for a moment. All right, now I'm going to ask you, can you actually hear the cricket that's in this church? Can you hear it? That's no cricket. Someone's playing a game over there. All right. We put that aside, but can you hear the cricket? Can you hear it? It's all a game. There is no cricket. But it does get to our gospel of today. Most, if not all of us in this church can hear. We can hear. Now, as we get older, it's harder to hear. As we get older, maybe if we're younger too, it doesn't matter. Some of us need hearing assistance. But do you realize in the gospel of today, we are talking about someone that is completely deaf, can't hear anything, and not only that, has a speech impediment. That's what we're dealing. So if I asked that question, can you hear this cricket? He would have said, can't even hear it. He can't even say the words, I can't hear it, speech impediment. So we're going to look at this man a little bit closer today. But to help us with that, the first thing I want us to look at is this. Why was Jesus Christ so hated? Why was he put to death? Why was he crucified? There are many reasons. I'm just going to lay out four for you very briefly. First, he pushed the law to the limit. You say, but I say. Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 44. Jesus says, you have heard it said, shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I say to you, love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you. Imagine Jesus coming into your house. You say, these are the rules, these are the laws. Jesus says, it's not enough. It might get you a little bit, get your attention. Number two, Jesus was a perceived threat. Multitudes followed him. People listened to him. He caused upheaval to the status quo. Number three, he claimed to be God, which he was. Okay, but listen, in John 10:30, Jesus says, the Father and I are one. The crowd heard this. Some of the Jews reached up for rocks, and they tried to stone him. And number four, a fourth reason in the core of the Gospels today is that Jesus was far from the norm. He challenged the authorities, invited the sinner. He had caught the poor, and he touched the sinner. That is going to become important in this gospel of today. Got him in trouble. All right, with that, let's look at this man today. First question I had to grasp was this. Why didn't this deaf man come to Jesus himself? He wasn't blind. He wasn't a paralytic. He could see. He could walk. So why didn't he come on his own power? There are reasons that I can give. I'll share these with you today. The deaf man could not hear the proclamation that Jesus Christ is journeying through the district. Many times people would say, it's Jesus, it's Jesus, it's Jesus. They knew him, but this man couldn't hear it to go to him. Second reason, Jesus brought crowds. Those with a hearing or speech impediment often choose to be out by themselves, belittled time and again with phrases like, can't you hear what I'm saying? Or what did you say? One isn't belittled when surrounded by the safety of those they know or by oneself. What did you say? Didn't you hear what I said? My sister has hearing difficulty. Hears that all the time. What's wrong with you? Number three, it's one thing that the man would be belittled, so there's more. Education was out of the question. Employment opportunities would have been limited or non-existent. On top of that, any sickness or disabilities in the culture of the time was seen as a punishment for sin. Society saw him as an evil individual cursed by God. When any of you enjoyed walking around only to be labeled by to be labeled a grievous sinner? I don't think so. Imagine walking around a paralytic, any of you, anyway, being labeled, something is wrong with you, you're a sinner. I don't think we'd be walking around. I don't think it would be very fun. Okay? And so the question he leads to next is this. How much coaxing did the people? Now, we don't know how many people it was. It doesn't say. But we learned the people bring this man to Jesus. How many people, how much coaxing did it take to get him to come? Did he fight? Or did he come? We don't know. But these are good people, because not only do they say, here he is, Jesus, they even go up to Jesus and say, heal this man. These are good friends. Help him to hear. Help him to speak. And now Jesus does what Jesus did, but these are things that led to Jesus being crucified. What does Jesus do in the gospel of today? First of all, he touches his ear. And the second thing is this, he spits, takes the mud, and then he touches what? Tongue. He touched the sinner. It made him unclean, according to the rules. But for the man himself now, all of a sudden with all of this, what do we learn? Brothers, he didn't care about labels anymore. He didn't care. Because three things have happened. Number one, he can hear. Number two, he can speak. And here's the other thing. He can speak perfectly. Okay? Speaks plainly. It's quite a gift. I want to just stay for a moment on these things for a moment today, because this is what we focused on. I asked you if you could hear that cricket, okay? I'm going to talk a little bit about the power of our ears. Share some facts about them. Ears don't stop working even while sleeping. You can hear everything around you. That is why sounds wake us up. Remember the night of August 26th? That was the night it started raining at 11 o'clock. It rained all night. I had my window open in my bedroom, and I didn't notice it rain and rain until all of a sudden, I could hear it while I was sleeping. I heard it start to rain harder and harder, and I also heard the thunder. And that's what woke me up, is what I heard. So what did I do? I went to my window, cranked it, and I closed it. Now, what made me do that was my ears. Second thing, we all know what these things are, don't we? Okay, you know what this is. Well, ears are completely individual, just like fingerprints. Yahoo has even explored technology that could unlock a cell phone by doing this. Putting it up to your ear. Not talking fingerprints, we're talking this. I have a different ear from anyone else in the church. We all have different ears. God even made us so great. Imagine that, trying to form a different ear in each one of us. Isn't that amazing? Fingerprints and ears. They're working on that technology. Number three, think about the number of words you can compose from the letters of the word art. R, rate, at, tear, justice, start. Here are two others, ear and hear. Never forget what we hear with our ears impacts what's at play in our ears. Think about that. What we hear goes into our ears, rattles around in our minds, and somehow impacts what's going on in our hearts. That's true. And here's the fourth thing. Don't forget the catching up the man in the gospel had to do. Yes, he could suddenly hear. Still, he had to learn how to listen, how to recognize sounds of imminent danger, sounds from nature, and how individual words sound when spoken. You and I, we know the sound of a siren from an ambulance is different from someone who honks at us. This man didn't. That's something he had to learn. But to go through all of that work to once again learn sounds and words, was it worth it for the man? You bet it was, because he could hear. And yet, in the end, what does Jesus tell the people and the man? Don't tell anyone. Why is that? I want to teach this very briefly here. Whenever Jesus tells someone, tell nothing about what you have done or what you have seen, the reason is this, they're going to teach wrong. Because these people would go around and say, this Jesus is a miracle worker. Now I want to ask you a question today. Would you be in this church today if Jesus was only a miracle worker? Think he'd come? I doubt it. Your others have worked miracles through time. We didn't come to them. That's what Jesus said. You're going to say I'm a miracle worker. That man's a miracle worker. Jesus is something far, far greater. Yeah, he worked miracles, but to show us that he ultimately has power over one thing, and that one thing is this, sin. 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 That's what he had power over. Jesus Christ came as a savior. Okay, we don't label him as our miracle worker. We label him as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's a Savior whose word we come to hear today. It's a Savior who we receive, body, blood, soul, divinity. And it's a Savior, brothers and sisters, whom we gather to worship and praise. So let's do that today, brothers and sisters. Okay? So as we gather in this Labor Day weekend, just take a moment now of quiet. Let's honor our Savior today. Listen to what he desires for us. Receive his word and go forth once again in his name. So let's close in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.